Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty, mighty God that we serve. Praise the Lord. Let everybody that has breath praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Awake, O Zion. Awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is God. And oh yes, Jesus has come in the flesh. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. First of all, I would like to give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And I also thank him for you. For the Bible says that many are called, but a few chosen. Therefore, we are aware that the Holy Spirit has directed only a few this morning to tune in, that they may find this way, they may understand this truth, that may grant them eternal life. Oh, I thank the Lord so much for my job. I love my job. I do this job for free because I have so many great benefits. You know, I have a health coverage for the Lord. He's my healer. Anything that I need, he's my provider. He provides for me. I too, as the President of the United States, has Secret Service. The only difference in the two that walk with me, there are angels about 16 or 17 feet tall. Oh, praise be to his holy name. I thank God for Secret Service, and I thank him for this opportunity that he may be glorified thereby. Praise be to his holy name. Speaking of job, let me go to work. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you, or you sitting at home with your Bible, you can follow along, or you just open your eyes where you can see, and ears where you can hear. Romans chapter 11 tells us in the 21st verse, for if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. The Holy Spirit was referring to the natural branches having to do with Israel, and now he's speaking to the Gentiles, warning them that as though he came to his own and his own received him not, and the kingdom was taken from them and given to the Gentiles, they also could get caught up themselves. Verse 22 says, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fail, severity but toward the goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be granted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if thou were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature, into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own concept, that blindness, this is the mystery he's referring to, it would blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. The fullness of the Gentiles is referring to the church in the church era. Verse 26. And so all of Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sin. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. For as ye in time past had not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God had not concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, his ways past finding out. Well, praise be to his holy name. The Bible tells us that his ways are past finding out. I'd like to go back to that verse, that 22nd verse, where the Holy Spirit warns the Gentiles that if they continue in his goodness, otherwise, if they don't, they too could be cut off. If they continue in his goodness, let's run through his word for a moment. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. The Lord is talking to somebody. Let's run through his word and see if we can discover his goodness. John, the 15th chapter, in the 2nd verse, tells us, every branch in me that bear not fruit, he take it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the 1st and the 2nd verse, it tells us, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you're saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Now let's turn here to Luke chapter 9. We're talking about the goodness of God. God has warned them that if they continue in his goodness, otherwise, he said, they too will be cut off. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24 tells us, and he said unto them all. See that word the Holy Spirit used, all? What does all mean? All mean the whole number. All means everyone. All mean all of us. And Jesus said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Now let's bag this thing up and go to Matthew chapter 10. Oh, the Lord is trying to tell you something. Oh, the Lord is talking to somebody. Matthew chapter 10, verse 38 and 39, it says, and he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Oh, hallelujah. Now let's go to Mark chapter 8. We all know that this is Jesus talking. This is our master talking. This is God talking. Oh, he's trying to tell you something. You see, the Lord is talking to somebody. Oh, good God Almighty. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 and 35, it reads, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." You see, this is the gospel, my brothers and sisters. Not that stuff them clowns are telling you. That's no rich and get rich gospel. This is the gospel. Jesus has let us know what he asked of the bride. Lose your life in order to gain his eternal life. Give up your little puny life, which is worth one donkey, and you can inherit his eternal life, which is priceless. Now let's go to back to Luke, the 14th chapter. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Lord is talking to somebody. The Lord is trying to tell you something. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke, the 14th chapter, verse 25 to 27, and it says, "And there went a great multitude with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Now let's turn here to John, the 12th chapter. We already know Jesus is speaking. We know when Jesus tells you something once, it's important. But when he tells you something over and over and over again, oh my goodness, it's for your soul. It's for your salvation. Oh, hallelujah. John chapter 12, verse 24 and 25, and it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bring forth much fruit." You see, you're that wheat of corn. When you lose your life, how do you lose your life? By faith, believing that you died with Jesus Christ on the cross. You see, when you lose your life, as we plant corn, we have to first put that corn into the ground. Well, then it brings forth fruit. Well, we too must go and die with Christ by faith in order for the fruit to come forth, the fruit of the Spirit, in order for it to come forth through us and through the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, of that love, that joy, and that peace, that long-suffering, that gentleness, that goodness, that faith, meekness, temperance. You see, those things would not come out of us until we're dead by faith, lose our life, that we may gain his eternal life. "And he that loveth his life," verse 25 says, "he that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hated his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." Oh, the Lord is so good. Oh, he's good all the time. The Holy Spirit says, "Wherefore, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Oh, good God Almighty, the Lord is good. Let's turn Bible to Hebrews chapter 2. Oh, the Lord is trying to tell you something. Lord is talking to somebody.